7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh, is this gonna fly? Well, we gotta start it up no matter what happens. Hello! The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. Hello and welcome once again to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm drinking a delicious Yin Ding Che Guan Yin here at the Cat Bowling Alley. That's really good tea too. This is one of those processed teas that, you know, normally I wouldn't even, you know, give a tea like this the time of day. But I'm glad I tried it because that's actually really good stuff. That's pretty damn good. And when I say it's pretty damn good, I mean, you know, price efficiency wise. It's a high value tea. It's a good tea, and if you're like me and you can't really afford to spend a dollar per gram for some Yin Ding Che Guan Yin, this is a good place to start. This is a really good place to start. I like this tea. Although, is it starting to do that thing to my sinuses again? Oh, God. See, yeah. About 5, maybe 10 minutes before Dubious Goals Committee started, I had this big sneezing attack. And I couldn't figure out why, but then I realized, oh yeah, well of course it's the weather. It's like a warm day today. Warm enough to go outside. And I was thinking about it, but then it started raining. And it's a little bit windy, but I didn't think it was all that windy. But, yeah, rain and, yeah, so that's why we're not outside. I don't know what's going on with the weather. I thought it was supposed to rain tomorrow. Maybe the rain just got here a little bit earlier than expected. And so, hooray. It's gonna rain. Anyway. What else is going on? What was I supposed to be doing last night that I didn't do? I'm sure there was some work I was supposed to do that I didn't do. But I did get one thing accomplished yesterday. And this will help keep all the animals out of my house. But, Tobe, you love the animals! Yes, I love the animals. And, I wouldn't mind them in my house as long as they didn't as long as they didn't die in the walls. You know, if I could just leave the doors open or have like cat flaps or something, and we could let in like the raccoons and the possums and the marmots, and they could walk around in my house, and the porcupines, and I could say hi, welcome to my house, and they would go hi. That would be fine. But what's actually happening is small animals like shrews and voles and mice and I don't know what some other stuff gets in the house that's big, and it sounds like raccoons or something. They get in the walls and they get in the ceilings and they move around and they run around on top of the air conditioner vents and the heating vents and everything, makes all this damn noise. Speaking of which, anyway, then they die and then my house smells very, very bad for a few days. Let's help that prevent. Let's keep. Let's help keep prevent. let's never prevent an always. So let's prevent that from happening. And how do you prevent that from happening? Well, one of the ways is to fence off my deck. I have a deck off my back door. You know, you open out the back door, you can walk out on the deck. Yay, I live in suburbia. I've achieved the suburban dream. I almost threw up a little bit there. And recently my deck had to have some work done on it. There were some boards that needed to be replaced and it needed to be repainted and blah, blah, blah. So a guy came and he did that over a couple days in the last week. And so yesterday, the emeritus and I went out there with a bunch of hardware cloth, which is a wire mesh. Imagine a wire screen that has 1 centimeter square holes and the wire is thick so it's strong and blah, blah, blah. We went out with a bunch of that stuff. And, well, what am I trying to say here? We cut up little pieces and we stapled them to the deck, to the ground, so that we didn't staple anything to the ground. I mean, it just, the mesh just dropped down to ground level. So little dudes cannot get under the deck, because it's little dudes getting under the deck that are getting into my house, because that's hard to explain, but yeah, somehow there's little, they're getting into the foundation so they can get into the walls, and they're digging under there, and they're doing little rodent-y stuff. And so that was the one thing I accomplished. The one single thing I accomplished yesterday. Yeah, so yeah, not the most exciting thing in the world, but at least I feel like I managed to actually do something worth a damn instead of just sitting around here all day doing a bunch of stupid... What? Oh, great. Okay, hold on. I gotta talk to these guys. Hey, yeah, what's going on? Yeah. No, I'm not playing today. And I'm not playing you, hell no. Because you're a great bowler. You're the best kitty bowler in the whole kitty bowling alley. Yes, that's a good burger. Look at your face. You're a fluffy bowling face, kitty. Alright, you guys, I gotta keep doing this. I'll come back, I'll talk to you guys in a bit, okay? Alright. Later. Okay, jeez. See, that's the problem with the, you know, cat bowling alleys. I know everybody who comes here, and they're all cats. Yeah, that's cool, I guess. So, all right, what are we gonna do for the rest of the show? I mean, God, we're only, what, like 8.5 minutes into this? And I got nothing. Unless you want to hear about the book I got. Somebody sent me a book, just completely out of the blue. It's not that interesting of a story, but at least I've got a new book to read that I will read later, because I'm actually in the middle of reading some Jules Verne. Didn't I mention this yesterday? I started reading Master of the World again. It's been a while since I've read it, and I'm only on like the 6th or 7th chapter, and the first thing I'm noticing is, yeah, you know, this is written in a much different style than, say, Around the World in 80 Days. And I don't think I really want to have a literary show today. And I don't think anybody who's listening cares. But, yeah, if you're into reading Jules Verne, read Around the World in 80 Days and then read Master of the World. They're completely, completely different styles of writing. It's like it's a different guy. But it's not a different guy. It's a French guy. Back in the 18-whenevers. Writing cool science fiction books for people in the future.
Yo, Possum Dove, stand clear to be plugged up into line 1 and 2 so y'all can flaunt that new style of speed.
And good luck to both of you. Plug 1, plug 2. Plug 1, plug 2. Plug 1, plug 2, plug 1.
Answering any offer service, prerogative phrase, positively I'm acquitted. Enemies publicly shame my utility. After the battle, their mittens, I'm with it. Simply sued, well moved, vinyl like glue. Transistors are never more shown. Like
like wind vocal flow brings it all down in ruins due to a clue of a naughty noise called plug two. Flowing in fly with a new style, bows are cleaned and loaded for salute. Chances with the choice, standing steady like my mouthpiece. Paragraph preacher is now introduced. Drums are heard, sounding off in each and every person. Vocal confetti is thrown at top stage. Roses and violets on proper for throwing for showing appreciation. Why? This is a daisy age. Hands won't sweat, cause there's no threat. Mic will stay dry while brains are so loose. Rhymes aren't fables, but stable to be on time. Cause they market it and label speak apostles. The stitch will fit with every consumer. Microphone use and sense will start blooming. Profit and cost could never be lost or due to a clue of a naughty noise called plug two. At the sight of a method, dive beneath the depth of a never-ending verse, gasping and swallowing every last letter. Vocalized liquid holds the quench of your thirst. Reason for the rhythm is for causes unknown. Different individuals are dazzled with the showbiz. Auditions are gathered, but the soul would just rather hold a count at three and in the end leave it as it is. Flow to the slate of my do-re. Me, I'll fix lunatics who will haunt. Words are sent to the vents of humans, then converted to a phrase called talk. Musical notes will send a new motto. Every last poem is recited at noon. Focus is set, let your Polaroids click as we capture the essence of a naughty noise called plug tuning. In doubt is an uplift, and real is the answer that I answer with. Dying yet lava, what you must realize that the tune that I present is surely not a gift. Different in style is definite, and style which I flaunt is sure legit. Now set aside, I say I hold pride in performing this melodic misfit. So swing, cause this picture is pitching. Incense JD Dove is now saying, all sing along to his favorite song while the pocket transistors are playing. But least but not last, I'm frightened, for the words that I reply hold doom. Life of the chant can be stopped by accident when you're tripping the wire of the plug tune.
I'm ready for everything because I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. That was De La Soul with their with my favorite song of theirs, Plug Tunin'. Plug Tunin' is a great song and it works well here at the Kitty Bowling Alley. Oh my god, yeah, you guys like De La Soul? Yeah, I love them too. Plug Tunin' is a great song. Oh yeah, I know, the whole album is good. Oh my god, yeah, so these plug tuners are loving it. I'll talk to you guys in a minute. I gotta, yeah, Jesus. Oh my god. Why do I even come to the Cat Bowling Alley? It's so crazy. Anyway, so what I was talking about before, I got a book. I got a package in the mail yesterday, and in the package was a book. Who sent me a book? Well, that's hard to explain because I don't even know if I can explain it. Was that a tautology? Am I speaking in tautologies? Oh, I hope so. All right, so who sent me the book? I don't know, my second cousin, my third cousin? Let's see. This would be my mom's first cousin, I think. So I guess that would just make him my second cousin. Or first cousin once removed by generation. However you want to look at it, I do not have a consanguinity table at hand. But the book is right here. And what book was I sent? Well, apparently, it's the Flea autobiography. And it's called Flea, a memoir. Acid for the children. That's what the book says on the front. It's New York Times bestseller Flea, a memoir, now with a bonus chapter, Acid for the Children. So it's Acid for the Children by Flea, a memoir, now with a bonus chapter. Why? What printing is this? I haven't even flipped it open, and I can't do it one-handed. I'm not going to bother. It's a big, chunky book. It's got some color plates in the middle. Looks like this is going to be a pretty fun read. But like I said, I gotta finish my Jules Verne first. You know what's funny is I'm reading Master of the World, right? About a week ago, Robur the Conqueror was on TCM. And I did kind of watch parts of it. I didn't have time. I've seen it before. But the hilarious thing is, you know, Vincent Price is Robur. And like his main henchman is Charles Bronson. I kid you not, Charles Bronson. It's actually kind of cool. It's sort of weird. Anyway. So yeah, I've got a lot of reading to do. And I got a lot of symphing to do. And I was going to do a bunch of symph stuff today, but I got to do Dubious Goals Committee, and there's a bunch of cats running around. And there's no explaining it.
The Autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
Radio advised, with every one of those late night stations playing songs, bringing tears to my eyes. I was seriously thinking about hiding the receiver when the switch broke, cause it's old. They're saying things that I can hardly believe. They really think we're getting out of control. Radio is the sound salvation. Radio is cleaning up the nation. They say you better listen to the voice of reason, but they don't give you any choice, cause they think that it's treason. So you had better do what you were told. You better listen to the radio. I wanna fight the hand that feeds me. I wanna fight that hand so badly. Everybody else is overwhelmed by indifference and the promise of an early bed. You either shut up or get cut out. They don't wanna hear about it. It's only inches on the reel to reel. And the radio is in the hands of such a lot of fools trying to anesthetize the way that you feel. Radio is a sound salvation. Radio is cleaning up the nation. So you better listen to the voice of reason. But they don't give you any choice, cause they think that it's treason. So you had better do what
you in the corner. Happy birthday. Happy birthday over there. Welcome to Pineapple Beach. Y'all don't be afraid to get up and dance. Just dance when you're hungry there, don't they? Well, let's go. In my opinion, it's Pineapple Beach. Put up an arms wave, Pineapple. With the size of danger. And you get too sad, so get the bean and danger. All the women wear monkey bands there to celebrate your birthday in that monkey way. Hey, hey, hey.
Okay, yeah, you know what that music means. It's time for the Candy Report, especially right after listening to Elvis Costello doing radio. No, so Candy Report time. Do I have my candy wrappers? Yes, here they are, the candy wrappers from last night. What did I eat? Well, kind of the same thing as I did two nights ago. First, I started off with Kasugai lychee flavored gummy, and while that was about halfway through, I then stuffed the old green apple high chew in my mouth, got the whole apple lychee thing going. Oh, it was an amazing flavor combination. And so then I went with the old trusty grape high chew, and you know, how are we gonna let that go? We can't. We gotta also add in, that's right, the grape poochow for double grape candy love flavor. And the funny thing is last night I also grabbed two bit of honeys, and I was going to eat them last night too, but I didn't, and they're just sitting here next to my teacup. So yeah, it was a delicious candy night. I do love candy, and that's the end of the candy report for today.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Wow. That was a little bit more prescient than I thought it would be. I mean, speaking of pepper beef, you know, I didn't know what to call that. I was going to call that beef surfers or something along the lines, but no, that's very obviously just pepper beef. Huh. You know, I was trying to be funny, but somehow I managed to be clever instead. I don't know how that happens. Did that actually happen? Who knows? But now I am kind of hungry for pepper beef. But I'm not eating pepper beef today. No, I'm not. What am I going to have for lunch today? Well, we're going to eat the last of the hamburger and the last of the onions. Because I've got a little bit of hamburger, I got a little bit of onions, I got some tortillas, I got some cheese, I got some guacamole. I'm having onion tacos, onion guacamole tacos. It's great. You get a tortilla, and you slap a bunch of guacamole in it, you throw in your ground beef and your onion mixture, and you throw on some cheese and some spicy hot sauce. It's delicious. This tea is delicious. I do like drinking tea. And I'm getting lower and lower on some of my tea quantities. I'm running really low on Gaoshan. I really, really need to go to the tea store and buy some tea. Is that going to happen today? I don't know. I guess I could go. Do I really feel like... See, the one good thing about the time change is that now that we're back into whatever time zone, time stupid crap we're doing, at least I can go out after dubious goals committee without running into school traffic. That's the one downside about my life. I live near a lot of schools. I've got a junior high on this end of me. I've got a elementary on that side. I got Christian schools that way and this way. And oh my God, yeah, if I try to leave my house anytime after dubious goals committee and before sunset, it's just traffic. And it takes like 10, 12 minutes to get to the store when it only would normally take me about 3 minutes due to all the traffic. So yeah, no, that's the good thing. I could make it to the store, the faraway store at 76th and Cass. I could make it there and back before any of the school kids get out. You know, this is starting to sound like this is a strategically smart plan. Is that what's going to happen today? Am I going shopping today? I suppose I could. I got to get myself motivated. How can I motivate myself? Well, I can always play crazy music, because nothing fires me up like Deco Boco Kaiketsu Sensation! I really love this song. Oh yeah, this is my karaoke standard. Whenever you find me in a karaoke room in Japan, I'm singing Deko Boko Kai Ketsu Sensei Chong! Bye. It's time to say bye, because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC, right here on Anon Radio! And now it's time to Deko Boko Kaiketsu Sensation!
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?